Welcome to the Journey 8. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and spend a few moments with us as we share some music and dialogue with you. Yeah, all right. And you have joined us, hopefully. Oh, if you're listening, you have joined us, the Journey 8. This is our first night on Channel 2, and we'll see how it goes. We've been broadcasting with BBS for about 3.5 years. I am Reverend Judy Hosner, and my co-host is...
Brian Duncan.
From...
Oh, and I'm a seminary student at Isla School of Theology.
From?
From Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Yay, Denver. Okay. So here's where we are. And all of you who are regular Channel 2 listeners, welcome us aboard, hopefully. This will be a different show than our usual show. Tonight's show is going to be a little different in that... we have someone special that we want to spend some time talking about. Someone's actually the Markesky family, and the Markesky family are very close to my partner and I for many years. And we can't be in Denver as much as we want to hug and hang on to everybody and do all that schmecca. We can't. And so, damn, I got a Jewish person coming right through there. So I thought this afternoon that we'd spend some time talking about the Markesky family and the person they just lost, which is the matriarch of the family, Beth. Now, I've known Beth for many a year. And I can tell you, she is the backbeat of the song I just played. Boom, boom, boom. You know, I may have only been 90 pounds soaking wet, but when she stomped into a room, the rafters knew she was there. And so I chose that song, not so much for the lyrics, they're okay, but the song itself, the rhythm of the song, reminded me of Beth so much. So I thought, it's a good upward song. And of course, that's what we want tonight. Beth will be sorely missed by her husband and 4 kids and 177 grandchildren. I think 178 is on its way. Oh, am I going to get killed for that? And so here we are, and the whole world is listening, all 13 people. No, that's not right, is it? We're up to 14 now.
Well, it depends.
It just
depends on if it's the first of the month or not.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought if any of the members of the family wanted to call in and say anything, remember you're on live radio. Please be nice to me. The phone number, Mr. Ryan, I always catch him on this.
You do. You always catch me.
Dial in phone number.
And I don't have it. What is it?
Ryan.
I don't have it right in front of me.
Ryan.
I know.
Mr. Producer, can you tell us the dial-in phone number once again?
He's not paying attention.
He's not. Where is he? One moment, please. Oh, there it is. 888-429-5471. So I'm hoping to hear from y'all. I haven't heard from the kids in a bazillion years. If you're in the right, you know, if it's okay, give us a call, 888-429-5471. Maybe you have something special you want to say, like something nice. Stop arguing. All families argue at this time. Stop it. Okay. So, as I said, Irene and I have known the Marpeskis for a long time. And I think one of the best things we can do is take a little bit of Bible. Now, I know y'all are, you know, take your allergy pills, but here we go. I wanted to kind of give you some sense of hope. Sometimes when you feel hopeless, the best thing someone can do is try and give you some hope. And Ryan picked out a scripture. I think you've all heard it sometime during your life. So you want to read it?
Sure. It is from Luke 12. It's verses 22 to 31. He said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you be worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink. And do not keep worrying, for it is in the nations of the world that strive after all these things. And your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for this kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well."
So, basically what's being said for those of you who weren't listening, is that to worry or to give yourself up to anger and all those things, worrying about what are you going to wear? What's going to happen tomorrow? What, you know, should I do? What shouldn't I do? What, all those what's, what ends up being very overwhelming. Instead, even if you're not a spiritual person in the sense of Christianity, find your place. Find your place where you can regather yourself. And then look around you and know that there is nothing more precious on this earth than family. Nothing more precious. I have counseled many a person, and I can tell you that the stories all start the same, end a little bit differently. But find some humor in the next day or two. Find some way to connect to one another in the next couple days. And find a sense of, I don't know, I call it latitude. You know, give each other a break. Give each other a chance. You know, give each other the love that brought you into this world. Okay? Now, we're going to move into a rather long song, but here's the deal. It's one of my favorite songs, and Ryan, you're the one that brought it to me, right?
I am.
So you're the guilty party. Put your hands up against the wall.
I take full credit for this song, even though I did not write it.
Tell us about it.
So this song is named Cabbage in Heaven, and it was written by Mindy Dillard and performed by Mindy Dillard and my friend Eric McEwen. And Eric McEwen is based here in Denver now. He wrote it with Mindy a few years ago, I think when they were both in Berkeley, California, themselves in seminary. And I don't really have anything else to say for it. The song's
other than the fact that it's funny as hell.
It is hysterical, and yet it has a theological message, which is really powerful and beautiful.
Yeah. I want you all to listen to it.
There'll be cabbage in heaven. There'll be cabbage in heaven. There'll be cabbage in heaven at the salad bar. There'll be bacon in heaven. There'll be bacon in heaven. There'll be bacon and cabbage in heaven at the salad bar. The table will be open.
All right. Well, a little bit of shortness on the song, but basically, Cabbage in Heaven. I just love this song because it teaches us that there's something bigger. And I don't know about you, but I love salad bars.
Especially bigger, with bacon.
Oh, yeah, with bacon, yeah. Bigger waiting for us. Well, you know, you can be, what are some of those religions, Ryan?
You mean like Catholicism?
Well, no, spacier than that.
Gosh, we can get, you mean like Seventh-day Adventists or?
No, even further, the, you know, stars and the, you know, whatever. What I'm trying to say is whatever you believe in or don't believe in, here's the thing. You need a little humor in your life. Lighten up. You know, lighten up. Right, Denise? Yes. You can't, well, you can, but it's not good for you to carry a burden. Number one, a family is meant to carry burdens together. Okay, I didn't learn much in seminary, but I did learn that. Families are meant to carry burdens together, not apart. Don't use this time. I beg you, don't use this time to hurt beyond hurt. If I have stepped on any toes, I apologize. But here's the deal. When you love somebody, even if you're 3,000 miles away, you're going to do your best to try and be there. We can't be there, right, Mr. Ryan?
That is right.
Well, you're there.
We do our best, you know. And when we're struggling, we should remember that other people are also struggling. And be patient with each other and be patient with yourself. Right, Judy?
Right. Hurt people hurt people. And I learned that the hard way, as Michael knows. So, you know, we have an hour. That's our show time. But, you know, I had hoped that, you know, within the half an hour, we would have someone call us on 888-429-5471. Just to confirm that someone in Denver has heard us.
But you know, Judy, if that doesn't happen, though, it's okay.
It's
because
all right.
This is a lesson for other people. We're not speaking just directly to the family of your friend. We're speaking to every one of our listeners who's ever grieved, either through
yes.
the loss of family or through friends or anything, and that's a human condition to grieve and
right.
to lose. And so Yeah, it's important to understand how to do that as gracefully as you possibly can.
Without hurting one another. And, you know, I believe, of course, being a devout Christian, that there will be a time that you will all be together again. You all will recognize each other from the second you move from this realm to the next. And your life will continue, and continue in a good way, because there won't be any anger and all those things in that realm. And so, you know, I wish I were better prepared, but don't we all? Irene and I always had fun writing little poems. I think she wrote her last one yesterday or today. I wrote a couple little songs for Pixie Got Run Over by Reindeer. It was a number one hit in Fuzzy Whiskers, Montana, and we sold 12 copies.
Well done.
Well done. We did. Whatever. But those are the fun things I want you to remember. Those are the things that carry you through the years, Michael. And those are the things that will, you know, bind your family together. There is a song that I want to play, and it's by, and hopefully we'll get it right this time. It's by Alison Krauss. And Carrie Newcomer. And it's a cool song. I play it as a lead-in song a lot of times. And it's called The Gathering of Spirits. Do we have that, Mr. Engineer?
Let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off. We all meet again.
I can't explain. You just gotta love the you gotta love the spirit of this song, you know, the upward, we're going to meet again. I don't care on what star, on what planet, where, but we're going to meet again. So, you know, try to get yourself in a place, spiritually and, lovingly where, where you give to each other as much as you expect in return. And I know there's some people here in the Burlington area that are listening, making very tough choices tonight. And I am with them in prayer and in spirit, only because until we gather together, we can't achieve anything. We're fragments. We're pieces. We're hard to control. Control is probably not a good word, but decisions that are hard to make, either on a family level, on a business level, on a church level, on a whatever level, decisions that are hard to make have to be made in a sense of community, in a sense of what peace you can find for the majority, and that happens to be Mark Keskey's What you need to understand or should understand is that your decisions, whether to talk to one another or talk to me or talk to anyone, or what impacts more than just you. And you know that. You know in spirit you were given love, and every family has their frailties and they have their strengths. So I'm encouraged that I had a few minutes to spend remembering Beth and trying to share with you a moment or two of her life. Oh, you're going to start crying, and you said you wouldn't. What a namby-pamby preacher you are.
But being authentic, which is what people need from their minister. And so being emotional is not a sign of weakness, and it shouldn't be seen as such.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I love that saying because it is so true. It is what it is. Accept it. Hold on to each other. Move on and cherish the good, and move past whatever bad there might be. So we're going to be closing down this part of the show and opening up the next part, the next half hour, with I don't know what. But we'll find some obscure thing to talk about. In the meantime, Michael, Denise, and all the Markeskis, especially this song, is for you. And it's a song written by, of course, Mr. Paul McCartney. And I didn't know the story behind this song until today. And it seems that Michael, sorry, Michael, where did that come from? Oh, Michael, yes. Paul McCartney's mother died when he was very young. He was about 13 or 14. And his mother's name was Mary. And it appears that throughout the years of his tumbling and rumbling and some very, very hard personal losses, he saw his mother in a dream. And the words she had to say to him were very simple. And then she left. And the words were, "Let it be."
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
With all our love, let it be. All right. So we're going to move into part two. You're welcome to stay with us, Markeskis. It gets a little crazy because... Ryan, do you have an idea what we're talking about?
I do, but first, let me give you the phone number again if you'd like to call in. You can reach us at 888-429-5471. We've spent a good bit of time tonight talking about loving each other in difficult times. And it seems really straightforward, but it's really not that easy. When we're struggling and when we're going through a hard time, it's hard to get out of ourselves and think about those people around us. I find it helpful for me to remember that God or the divine is love, and that we are completely and utterly loved, regardless of what we might do. And that helps me to be more loving and kinder when I'm in a bad place, because I know that somebody is supporting me. And that makes all the difference for me. If you're not a Christian, or if you don't believe in any God whatsoever, I think it makes it all the more important to reach out to your family and your friends and your loved ones and love them. Because if you don't, who else will? And so it's about finding what is helpful for you. If God is important to you and that helps you, then remember that you are absolutely and utterly loved. And you don't have to earn that love from the divine at all. It's freely given because you are a child of God and you are enough. So often in times of trouble, we get overwhelmed with fear. And I think that's at the root of a lot of our problems. We become afraid of death when it's facing us. And that makes us nasty and it makes us selfish because we're afraid. And we're afraid of poverty. We're afraid of not having enough or not being able to solve a problem. And when we're rooted in that fear, then it makes it harder for us to connect to other people, which is what you really need to do in times of trouble. So I don't know what else to say other than to say that you're loved and you're cherished either by the divine or those people in your life that you care about. And that love and knowing that to be true because you've seen it, because they've shared it with you, is a powerful thing. So I would go ahead.
You are a child of the Most High God. Oh, those are my words from wherever I am. Hi. You have encountered not the Twilight Zone, but the Journey 8. And so I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and finish.
No, I'm good.
I'm just being silly.
And you should be silly. That's the whole
thing. I am silly. You will find, if we stay on Channel 2, and those of you who listen to Channel 2, you will find that Ryan and I have a unique Christian approach. It's called humor and hellfire.
And those
write a script.
Interesting.
We write a script every single week that lasts for about 5 minutes.
It's true. And we often say we're just filled by the Holy Spirit, which is kind of a cop-out. But we'll stick with that for today.
Right. And the thing I wanted to get in the second half of the hour is I didn't choose any music like a stupid head for the second half. But we're actually back-to-back weeks now because this was an unscheduled show for us.
Though I may speak with bravest pride and have a
friend Carol Simpson, who passed away of MS last year, who recorded an album, actually a cassette back then, in the early 2000s, called All Sides. And from time to time, you'll hear me play songs off of it. She's a tremendous contralto and was my choir teacher at Metropolitan Community Church in the 90s and early 2000s. So, yes, that's a beautiful song and was done I was there the day she did it. It was done actually in a makeshift, I guess you could call it, studio at the church. And the sound, the reverb was just beautiful. There was another song that you would hear sooner or later, a cappella song, where you can really hear the echo and the reverb in that big old church. All right, so Ryan.
Yes, ma'am.
What shall we tell these people about us? Because on Channel 2, we are the new faces.
Well, I am, as I mentioned earlier, out of Denver, Colorado. I am a seminary student who's just about to finish up. I'm very much interested in doing church outside of church. If that means anything to you, I appreciate the church. I spent most of my life being a spiritual seeker, and so I come with a lot of different perspectives that most Christians do not have. For example, I believe in reincarnation. So I know, which fits perfectly fine with my understanding of Christianity. It doesn't fit with the idea of heaven and hell, but for me, that's not integral to Christianity. So I've just said heretical things for many people. And I recognize that that's kind of a shoe that I wear. And that's a hat that I have. And so I'm a Christian heretic. And if that's appealing to you, then you will probably like what I have to say.
Christian heretic. Oh, my gosh. And you wear hats?
I do. I need to.
You've never worn a hat in front of me. You have never worn a hat in front of me.
Well, wait and see me at Pride. I will be covered in hats because my head will burn without it.
Yeah, those onion skins. Okay, so, you know, we are a progressive Christian talk show. We try our best to not judge, not be judged, and open lines of communication that maybe have been closed to you before. Maybe the church you went to hurt you in some way. Maybe you just never have been to church, so you don't know this God thing and what have you. Our whole task when we started the Journey 8 was not to convert you, to hit you over the head with the Bible, or any of that kind of stuff. We are path finders. We are seekers just like you. And although we may have a specialty type of education, believe me, that doesn't make us any smarter.
That is right.
And our problems are the same as your problems. And I hope that we can open a dialogue. We are definitely interested in some counterbalance type stuff. We're going to find some topics that might be ouchy kind of topics. But ouchy kind of topics are really good to talk about. They're really good to get out in the air and, try and work them out. So that's us. I don't know. Wow, in today's ad hoc kind of show, what else there is to talk about? That's us, me and my buddy, Ryan.
We're open to all kinds of ideas. We're open to suggestions. If you have something that you'd like us to talk about, let us know, and we would be happy to give that a go. Because as Judy just said, we're all about open dialogue. We're not here to try to convince you of something. We're not here to convert you. We're here to help you ask questions and to think it all the way through. So we're here more as a guide or a spiritual director of sorts to help you in your own journey, recognizing that we may not go to the same place in our spiritual path, and that's okay.
All right. If they wanted to write you an email, how would they do that?
I've got a couple emails. The best one is to reach me at rduncan at ILIFF, ILIFF dot EDU.
And mine is Rev Judy at thejourney8.com. So you have both of our email addresses. Our website is in progress. You can go up there and kind of peruse around. It's unfinished as of now, but hopefully by the end of summer we'll have a better handle on it. It's, of course, thejourney8.com. All right. Well, I thank you for your time, and we're going to sign off, Mr. Engineer.
Thank you so much for spending time with us this evening. Please come back again, and remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Reverend Judy Hosner.